Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Vincent.
And we're talking about Project Veritas and the journalistic tendency out there, whether right or wrong, to attempt to stage events in order to make a news story.
Well, I wouldn't even say to make a news story. I would say just to prove a certain point, right? I mean, they have a story regardless, right? And in this case, if they were honest, and if CBS denies the allegations here, obviously, you know, I mean, people always say like, oh, it's not true, they're denying it. Okay, well, what? Do you think this any organizations that's being accused of doing something bad is going to say, yeah, oh, shucks, you caught us. We would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids. No, of course they're going to deny it. But,
well,
I mean,
sure,
it could have been...
seen the CNN one back when whatever place in Michigan that was where the kid, not Trayvon Martin, some other black kid got unjustly shot by police. And the kid's sister appeared to be saying that, you know, we have to be peaceful and all of that.
Oh, yeah, that was it Brown, I think? It was...
I don't know.
There's been so many in this country, I mean, lose track.
And then her actual video was leaked, and it turned out that, you know, she was saying things like, we need to go into their white suburbs and burn them down. And CNN had just edited her video saying, no, well, we did it for time or whatever. They released that statement through one of their no-one journalists that no one was following, had like 70-something followers, and admitted to any sort of wrongdoing when they completely inverted this girl's message.
Yeah, I never heard of that one. I'm glad you brought it up. But it would have been a story if there was no one there, right? They'd say, hey, you know, we're hearing about all of these people dying, and yet there's no one here. But in this case, they wanted to, or my suspicion is, right, because obviously this is 100% proven, and, you know, I want to be fair, unlike these people. My suspicion is they want to push a narrative, right? So, like, oh, no, not enough people are here. We got to get this message across. And so that's what the insider...
My experience with journalists tells me that's exactly what they would have done, and exactly why they would have done it.
Well, I guess, you know, journalism is dead at this point, just because, I mean, there's very little difference between a propagandist and someone who calls himself a journalist at this point. Really, I mean, it used to be good, but... quote, our insider witnessed the whole thing and came to Project Veritas because he knew we would protect him, said James O'Keefe, founder and CEO of Project Veritas. The insider told us that medical personnel were taken away from treating patients and making the line longer for actual patients wait for the COVID-19 test, he said. In an interview with the Insider, O'Keefe asked the Insider, quote, you're telling me that 100% certain that CBS News, CBS News Corporation, National, staged a fake event. They faked the news, they faked the reality, and broadcasted that to all of our audience last night on CBS this morning.
Hey, God, yes, they do it all the time.
They
don't think anything about it.
Well, but in this case...
Like the BBC journalist who's like, hey, can you attempt to get one of these people to honk their horns?
But that's always behind the scenes. In this case, at least the reason why O'Keefe is, you know, making a big deal out of it is because they've been caught, I wouldn't say red-handed, because there's no like smoking gun, just because it's a he said she said sort of thing, but in this case they do have undercover video, and they do have undercover video. So the insider replied 100%. Nick Ross, a corporate cleaning site supervisor at Cherry Health facility, said he was there when the CBS News crew arrived and set the video shoot at the COVID-19 testing site in the parking lot. Quote, apparently the news crew wanted more people in line because they knew it was scheduled. Mariah Hernandez-Vasquez, a professional registration specialist, told The Insider that Cherry Health Director of Quality and Information informatics, Glenda Walker, helped to organize the facility's workers into the COVID-19 testing line. Quote, "It's just annoying because we could have done other stuff," said one registered nurse there, recorded with a hidden camera by a Project Veritas insider. The nurse said personnel at the medical center were given the heads up to expect the CBS News crew. Quote, "We knew they were coming. We had no clue that we were going to have to, like, do fake patients." Another registered nurse,
well,
Alice...
I mean, their own staff were these fake patients.
At least some of the non-nurses there. But anyone who, I guess, was,
anyone employed by the hospital. Like, hey, we're going to pull you off. Go get in your car. Go wait in line so this looks more serious than it really is. And people wonder why we have a hard time trusting the media over this pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. And they didn't even, and this whole thing was just for show, they didn't even test these people for the heck of it, right? So the nurse continues saying that the people who were working at the drive-thru did not administer the actual swab swipe as CBS News was filming, but the actual patients were made to wait longer because of a manufactured line. Quote, "We pretended there were a couple of real patients, which made it worse." "There were a couple of real patients, which made it worse." The footage was used to accompany CBS News reporter Adriana Diaz's narration and interview with Tasha Blackmon, the president and CEO of Cherry Health. In the CBS News report, Blackmon told her facility needed gowns and N95 masks, which filter incoming breath to protect the medical professional. Cherry Health President CEO Tasha Blackmon told Project Veritas in a phone conversation. Now, I got to give it to Veritas for they don't just like say, oh, you know, here we go, here it is, you know, they've been exposed.
They actually don't get Alex Jones it, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, they do get statements from the people. And in this case, I got to give respect for CBS News and Cherry Health President for actually responding. So the CEO of the clinic said, "We and CBS News had nothing to do with that line." So obviously we're denying it, but CBS News in turn is pointing the finger at them, and they just totally took down the entire segment. They took it off the internet.
CBS did?
Yes.
Okay.
They did have a statement.
Yeah, because
from
that's something they would do if they were innocent, right?
Oh yeah, it's just totally scrub the entire thing. Yeah, that's not
we
guilty.
Spent this money on this news story, but no, it's fine.
Well, I mean that's the thing. Also, they aired it on TV anyways, so I mean it works out for them by taking it off the their YouTube or, you know, whatever video hosting platform they had, because unless you had, I guess, DVR, I was gonna say unless you were recording it with VHS, but I guess that's like 20 years out of date. Unless you were DVRing the news for whatever reason, Ben, it's totally gone down the memory hole.
Well, I would hope that some people have the video from CBS, you know, say from YouTube or whatever, to run alongside the Project Veritas video.
This is breaking. Like 10 minutes before I came over here, I saw this. So unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to see it. There is a video, so projectveritas.com if anyone doesn't believe us. CBS does have a, so they actually did respond. They have a statement, right? So they made a statement.
They said, "We did not do this," and then they pulled down the video.
Well, they got more defensive than that. They said they did not stage anything at Cherry Health facility. Any suggestion to the contrary is 100% false. These allegations are alarming. We've reached out to Cherry Health to address them immediately. Okay, well, why address Cherry Health? Why not just, I mean, if this is fake, why not just, you know, tell Project Veritas to screw off? So we reached out to Cherry Health to address them immediately. They informed us for the first time that one of her chief officers told at least one staffer to get in the testing line along with real patients. No one from CBS News had any knowledge of this before tonight.
Who are they throwing under the bus here?
So we're throwing the Cherry Health under the bus by claiming that they told one of their... So, for, you know, they said it's 100% false, but then they say, okay, one person might have, you know, been in the line to stage, but it wasn't from us.
And it was Cherry Health who told their own employees to go get in the line to make it look worse?
That's what CBS is claiming.
Right.
They also said that their actions did not prevent any actual patients from being tested. We take the accuracy of our reporting very seriously, and we are removing the Cherry Health portion from the piece. CBS This Morning executive producer Diana Miller gave an interview to her parent company's website, Viacom.com. So, like, ABC News is owned by Disney, CBS is owned by Viacom, where she said the morning TV news show was making its coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic a priority. And whenever you put something else above the truth in regards to a priority when doing journalism, you're always going to get lies, you're always going to get BS, and it's always going to end up being propaganda. So really, I mean, whether or not this is, like, whether or not it's CBS's fault or not, it doesn't matter, because they brought it on themselves by making one thing, by making COVID-19 a priority instead of the truth.
It's not surprising. I mean, they want the fear because the media loves fear. It's a moneymaker for them.
Oh, yeah, if it bleeds, eyeballs. It leads.
Yeah, it gets more clicks, all of that stuff. So, yeah, whatever they have to do to drum up the fear, 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines if you want clearer quality. You can find those at discord.freetalklive.com, because this is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450 free.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. Now, before we get back into just the Project Veritas story and the problems of journalism in general, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Aria and Vincent. I hope you're all right.
I'm great. What's on your mind?
I'd like to discuss the Federal Reserve. Let me back up for one second. We're in a depression right now. Let's be clear about that. Not a recession, as people say. We're in a depression. And this second Great Depression, if you will, has far surpassed the Great Depression of the 1930s.
I mean, the Depression of the 19...
30 million Americans are unemployed.
Yeah, but that's only 10%. The Great Depression saw an unemployment rate of like 25%, wasn't it?
But there were a lot less people back then. And it took a few years to reach that level, 25% in the 1930s. It's taken just a few mere weeks to reach over 30 million Americans. And it's growing. And the $1,200 they gave the American people a chump change, while Trump has given trillions to Wall Street and big business, the American people get the crumbs. I want to talk about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not national. It's a privately owned bank. It was created in 1913 by Paul Warburg and some other bankers. It's primarily a...
J.P. Morgan, too.
J.P. Morgan, yes. It's a Jewish institution, and the reason why I say Jewish is because that's precisely what it is. If you don't believe me, let's look at some of the names here. Janet Yellen, Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke, Hank Paulson, Steve Mnuchin, our Treasury Secretary, George Soros. Soros, by the way, is an international Jewish communist and an international Jewish capitalist.
Well, what does Soros have to do with the Federal Reserve? I mean, like, if you said something like Wilbur Ross, who's a Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross worked for the Rothschild Bank, and he bailed out Trump. Or, you know, while Wilbur Ross was working for the Rothschilds, they bailed out Trump in the 90s. Now he's a Commerce Secretary. But I, you know, like, you're sort of just, I don't know, like muddying the waters by bringing up Soros, who has nothing to do with the Federal Reserve.
The Rothschilds, listen, the Federal Reserve's printing up trillions of dollars worth of worthless money. There's nothing behind it. We need to go back on a gold standard, which this country is going to have to accept. It's got to be forced to when it's...
I don't think a gold standard is even going to be workable. Why not just use gold currency? Instead of having something that's backed by gold, have something that is gold.
Don't the Jews also control all the gold, too? So, I mean, aren't you sort of shooting yourself in the foot there, Scott?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which the Jews claim is a forgery but is indeed authentic, it does say that the Jews control all the world's gold, and they most certainly do. When you look at the...
Then why would you want to use a gold standard, Scott?
I want to use the gold standard because I don't know about you. I don't want to use worthless toilet paper, confetti.
Okay, so let's just be clear. Assuming all that you say is true, you want the Jews to control your money.
Unfortunately, can I be honest with you? No matter how you slice it, at the end of the day, the Jews are going to control the money supply no matter how you slice it.
Are you a Jewish supremacist?
No one controls Bitcoin.
Are you a Jewish supremacist, right? You know, you're implying that they're able to control everything and stuff, and all of us are a bunch of chumps. So are you anti-Semitism, right? You're a Jewish supremacist?
That's what Cantwell is.
Yes, I'm an anti-Semite, but I'm honest about it.
Okay, but the question here, Scott, is the Jews, according to you, control all the gold, right?
That's right.
Okay, and you want a currency that is backed by the gold that is controlled by the Jews.
It's the only thing that's going to have value. It's a catch-22. Otherwise,
so are the Jews saving the world by providing us with a currency of value?
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. The Jews have enslaved the world. They, since we're at it, let's talk about they control the media. Bloomberg, you say that I'm muddying the waters. Let's look at Michael Bloomberg. He owns Bloomberg News. Let's look at the New York Times, owned by the Sulzberger family. They're Jews. Let's look at Hollywood.
If I was Carlos Slim, who had like a majority stake in the, and he was Mexican, who has a majority stake in the New York Times.
Why would I care about the ethnicity of the people who own the New York Times, Scott?
Explain
to me why I should care about
this. I'll tell you why. Because they have the Jews have a stranglehold on our media. They spoon feed the American people with lies, dumb them down.
That's so weird. The Jews have never cut me a paycheck for Free Talk Live. Who do I need to see about this?
Well, they cut Ian the paycheck, and you're just the dupe.
Ah, okay.
You're the shabbo school.
All of us are the dupes, sir. All of us are the dupes. You know, Henry Ford, a century ago, when he printed God Bless His Soul.
Now, what if the Jews aren't paying my paycheck?
If they're not paying your paycheck?
Yes.
Then
I mean, Free Talk Live is a media organization, and you're out there saying the Jews control the media. Well, I mean, we are the media.
I understand that, but I'm not saying they control every iota, but they control...
Do they control Alex Jones?
Well, yes. Well, maybe.
I don't know who owns PNC. I'm not an expert on that, but if their name is Goldstein or Shapiro or Rosenberg, yeah, they're Jews, yeah, that own it.
Okay, so explain to me what the problem is with this. Why does it matter?
The problem it matters is because international Jewry gets a stranglehold on everything, from the media to our financial system to our American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, where American soldiers have died fighting for Israel. Getting blown up.
So what do you think about Bitcoin, Scott?
I don't like it. I purchased gold, plain old-fashioned gold American.
Are you Jewish?
Giving the Jews money.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, I am Jewish. I was born Jewish. I'm a self-hating Jew. And you may say, why am I
that
saying
that? Explains so much.
Because I hate what my race, and by the way, the Jews are not a religion. They're a race. I hate what my race has done to the world. It's enslaved the world. It's done so much harm between inventing communism. Yes, the Jews invented communism, Karl Marx is Jewish, to international Jewish capitalism.
So hold on now, Scott. If you're claiming to be Jewish, how do we know that you're not just calling in to make the anti-Jewish point look absolutely ridiculous, right, that you're a triple agent?
No. I wouldn't. I am Jewish. I didn't even have to say that. So the reason why I am saying this is for one reason. If I was a Gentile, your callers could call in and say, you know, that guy's an anti-Semite, he's a Jew hater. I'd like the Jews to call in your program, and how can they call me an anti-Semite when I'm Jewish? It's ludicrous.
Scott, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. That's not ludicrous. I know plenty of white millennials who hate white people.
And says Semite is a language, right, or Semite languages. So, like, you know, if you're an Israeli Jew who hates Palestinians, then technically you're an anti-Semite.
Excellent point. I know plenty of men who do nothing but trash talk men, as though they're not part of that group. So, I mean, it's not impossible to be Jewish and a bigot of the anti-Semitism variety. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Due to Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
Won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing they will be adding two or three members to the White House coronavirus task force.
But we'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up, because our country has to get open again and the people want it to be open.
Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, the president says he thought the task force would be winding down by now, but had no idea how popular it was and how much the public appreciates the daily briefings. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is pleased with where the country is heading in the battle against the coronavirus.
We're turning a corner right now, and I think we're ready to start reopening across the country in a measured and safe way.
Scalia speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 218 points. This is USA Radio News. April saw the worst job losses in the history of the ADP private payrolls report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The report released Wednesday morning showing 20.2 million jobs evaporated last month as the virus pandemic brought much of the U.S. economy to its knees. The April job losses, 25 times more than the previous one-month record of about 835,000 jobs lost in February of 2009 during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The government's jobs report for April is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
America's pediatricians say schools should plan to phase in reopenings before returning to full activity. The American Academy of Pediatrics issuing new guidance suggesting the possibility of reduced school hours when in-person classes resume. The group also saying schools also need to prepare for distance learning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It is Vincent.
And I suppose people out there probably remember the UK doctor who projected something, I think you said more than 500,000 deaths if the United Kingdom did not lock down, or some kind of nonsense. And then he revised it to a significantly lower number. This doctor is in the news again, this time in a series of bad decisions that one can only marvel at.
Yes. This is from FoxNews.com. UK scientist who pushed coronavirus restrictions resigns after reportedly meeting married lover. This is very recent. A British scientist who worked with the government on its coronavirus response resigned from his advisory role Tuesday after a media report said he defied lockdown measures by letting a woman visit him on two occasions. Neil Ferguson, a professor at Imperial College in London, stepped down from the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, which is SAGE, the body that advises a government in emergencies. He led an academic team at the university that produced a model forecasting the spread of COVID-19 and predicted as many as 500,000 deaths if a government failed to take action.
You know what I'm suddenly reminded of? I'm sure you've heard the story. The British, or the United Kingdom, I guess he was a British guy, who was paid by a Muslim nation to look through the Quran for codes and clues and things like that as proof of the Quran's divinity. And he did it. He wrote this book about it, but he never converted to Islam himself, right? He was just paid to do this thing, and he did it.
Oh,
and he professed it to be truth. And that sounds like exactly the same thing that this doctor has done, getting paid probably by the state of the United Kingdom to do this thing, but he's not actually converting to coronavirus fear himself. He's just trying to get everyone else to believe it.
That's a very good point. Yeah, it's like a like mercenary, right? These are mercenaries wearing lab coats. People like Fauci, right? Here in the United States, I guess Fauci is this guy's counterpart in the U.S. And I mean, Fauci just like, you know, in January said, oh, it's not that big of a deal. You know, you don't see him wearing a mask in public. So yeah, these people are just mercenaries. Ferguson told The projections prompted officials to impose unprecedented social distancing measures. Ferguson told The Telegraph that he, quote, made an error in judgment when he let the 38-year-old woman visit him twice at his London home amid a government-mandated lockdown, once on March 30th and once on April 8th.
Now, just for the sake of curiosity, how old is he?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't think didn't think to look that up. Neil Ferguson, he doesn't look too old. I mean, I certainly hope he's not any younger than her. Otherwise, then he's probably kicking himself. He is 52 years old. All right.
Okay.
So,
I would have expected him to be like 60, 62, that age.
Oh, I see. Well, in the 50s, you're not necessarily once you get into the 60s, that's when you're in like real risk of coronavirus. But nah, he's, you know, 52 looks like he obviously dyes his hair.
Optics of him courting a younger woman.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, 12, about 12 years his junior.
Which isn't that big of a deal in that particular age range, 38 to 52 or whatever it was that you said.
Well, I mean, also the fact that she's married and has children,
that's a bigger thing.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
To each their own. Maybe her husband knew about it and was okay with it.
Well, that's her place to judge. That's her claim, but the guy's a cuck and it's an open house, right? It's open house, and I think she gets into that. The measure allows residents to only leave their homes for food, exercise, medical appointments.
Well, this was exercise.
It is adultery exercise. Yeah, I suppose it is.
It is a physical and can be quite strenuous activity. Yes, it is definitely exercise.
So he says, quote, I accept I made an error of judgment and took the wrong course of action, Ferguson says. So he says, see, you're defending it better than he is, right? He knows he has no excuse. It would have been pretty funny if he said, this is exercise.
Bill Clinton it, man. That's all you got to do. Like, this was absolutely exercise. And the only person who would disagree is, like, a virgin. Anyone who has ever had sex will agree that if you can be winded after this, man.
I have therefore stepped back from my involvement in SAGE. I acted in a belief that I was immune. Have tested positive for, so he had tested positive for coronavirus, and he did this anyways, and completely isolated myself for almost 2 weeks after developing symptoms, he added. Messages to Ferguson from Fox News were not returned. The woman lives with her husband and children in another home, the newspaper reported. Just imagine being this guy, how embarrassing this must be. You know, your wife sleeping around is now like international news. Friends of a woman told the paper.
That part does have to suck. Even if he's aware of it, that part has to suck.
Oh, yeah. Friends of a woman told the paper that she considered her household and Ferguson's residence to be one. The UK.
Oh, it's.
It's an OB, yeah, so
okay,
it's poly.
It's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess polyamory is not just here in the Shire. It's also the guy's getting cucked. The UK recorded 196,200.
Well, there's a difference between cucking and polyamory.
It's a difference in perspective. I see little, but I mean, you know, I understand people who would want to do it. I see very little difference in it. But I understand the point. I understand people's point. You know, teach their own. I certainly wouldn't do it, including. 29,502 deaths as of Tuesday, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Ferguson tested positive for the virus in March, according to a tweet in which he said he developed a slight dry but persistent cough, and he had this woman come over to his house twice anyway. So, I mean, at least there's some sort of repercussions for it, right? This is the medical tyrant who says that the UK has to totally shut down its entire economy and shut down the country, and he gets caught. He gets fired, or not fired, but he steps down. Either he was forced down, which is, you know, good on the sage for doing it, or he stepped down, which is, you know, good for him for at least, you know, falling on your sword and admitting you're wrong. Compared to, you have all these politicians and news people like Chris Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, Lori Lightfoot, the gray alien hybrid mayor of Chicago. I think she's of Chicago. All these people who are saying, oh, you have to stay inside, you're going to get arrested, you're a bad person, you have to stay inside. All of them have been caught going outside, violating social distancing. And
didn't one of them get a haircut?
Yeah, Lori Lightfoot. She got a haircut. The mayor, I think she's the mayor of Chicago. So she got a haircut, and then she had a press conference where she admitted it, and she said, "Look, I'm paraphrasing here. She's like, look, you know, I'm the public face of this city. I gotta be on TV. I gotta have my haircut." And so just totally unapologetic. And this is what gives me hope. I think that even people who totally buy into this, who, like, you know, quarantine shame people who wear the stupid mask in public, they're catching on to this. And a lot of these videos where these public officials get caught, they're caught and chastised by people who believe in this. So that's why I have hope that people are going to stop believing in this hoax, because they see the people who are promoting it are also flaunting it. And when they're called out, at least in the United States, they don't care.
What I want to see is this doctor or the woman make the argument that this was exercise.
Maybe he has somewhat more shame than one would think. I mean, that would have been funny, but it's exercise. Yeah, no, I don't think that would fly, even in the UK.
I would like to see if the United States or New Hampshire were going to go that far. I would absolutely do that. Get busted going traveling somewhere for sex, and then make the it's exercise argument. What could they do?
Or arrest you. I mean, they don't care, right? Rules are just things written on a piece of paper. Or, excuse me, laws are just things written on a piece of paper.
The legal battle there, though, would be fun, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that would get so much attention. But, I mean, like...
But, I mean, the best example of the politicians doing it was when they were signing, in some state, the social distancing order. There's, like, 9 of them crowded around this table.
Oh, yeah, or Trump and Fauci and Scarf Lady, you know, they would all shake hands during the conferences and stuff. You know, or was it Mike Pence, right? He walked into the Mayo Clinic not wearing a mask and, like, surrounded everyone else is wearing a mask, and, you know, he had to apologize for it. But, I mean, I think they know this is ridiculous. They're probably all laughing at us.
Apparently today Trump went to a factory that is producing these masks and did not wear a mask.
Oh yeah, he refuses. He said he'd rather take hydroxychloroquine to cure himself but not wear a mask.
Well, I can understand his point to a degree, not the hydroxychloroquine one, but I don't want to wear a mask either, so I can't blame him for that. Plus, they don't seem to, I'm not aware of any medical research that actually has said that, hey, these are actually effective. You should wear these. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now?
Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Vincent.
And we've got a pressing question here. Why are Russian coronavirus doctors mysteriously falling out of windows? The actual headline there is, it tells you everything you need to know. I mean, these are Russian coronavirus doctors, and falling out of windows is not a particularly common form of death, I wouldn't think, at least not by accident. So three Russian doctors coming to us from Vox, working to treat coronavirus patients, have mysteriously fallen out of windows in recent weeks, underscoring the country's struggling healthcare system and leading to suspicions of foul play. On April the 24th, and I'm not going to even attempt it with most of these names, these very long Russian names, Natalia, the chief of emergency medical services at a training base for Russian astronauts, fell out of a window at the hospital where she was being treated for a COVID-19 infection and died. Yelena, the top doctor at a hospital in Siberia, fell out of a window during a conference call at her hospital and died. on May the 1st after a week in intensive care. The next day, ambulance doctor Alexander fell from a second floor window at the hospital where he worked and had been receiving treatment for COVID-19. He remains in serious condition with a fractured skull. So at least two out of three of these people listed here had COVID-19. Russian authorities are investigating all three incidents, and there is no official indication yet of what happened to the physicians, other than, I guess, the fact that they fell out of windows. The circumstances around their falls, though, are more than a little suspicious. For example, let me go back up here to get her first name. Yelena was on a conference call with a top Russian official about plans for turning one of the buildings at her medical facility into a coronavirus treatment ward. She disagreed with the idea, and she fell out of the window during the call, according to local media. And that just sounds like so BS, man.
Yeah, well, like, for me, it's like during the call, so, I mean, that seems like if, let's say, this was an orchestrated event, that'd be very, very suspicious. So it's like, unless we're that brazen about it, knowing that whoever did it's not going to get caught, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I guess, like, audacious is a word that comes to mind.
Shulapov had, along with a colleague, posted a video online on April the 22nd. The day he was admitted for coronavirus care, complaining that he had been forced to work despite contracting the disease. 5 days later, he retracted his comments, saying he had spoken in an emotional state. Less than a week later, he fell out of a window. It just seems like something that you would hear out of...
It's like 1984, where you have like these. I think there's a chapter in the book where there's like these former party leaders, right? Where, you know, they've fallen out of grace, then they all were forced to give fake confessions, and then a week later they all died.
Wasn't there a similar story of a woman who said on WeChat during the height of this in China that, you know, the hospitals were not being properly run, everything was bad, and then she. A week later, she comes on and says, oh, no, none of that was true. I retract all of that.
Oh,
I love my government.
I don't know about a woman. I know this one journalist, he was arrested and thrown in jail, and then he just totally disappeared. And then a few weeks later, he comes out of jail, and he's praising the police for how they treated him at jail.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
Yeah, that's what I know that took place in China, where suddenly, I mean, gee, it's interesting how getting arrested could change your perspective on everything.
The circumstances around, why didn't it just stick to their easily pronounceable first names? Natalia's fall at the Russian Astronaut Training Center are less clear, with the hospital where she died released a statement saying that she died tragically in an accident, with no additional details provided. Now, this is the Russian government, the Russian media. They can generally control whatever it is that they want their people to hear, in the same way that the Chinese government can. The Chinese government is probably just better at it. So what's going on here? Is it possible that this is all an unfortunate coincidence? Are Russian medical facilities cracking under the strain of the coronavirus, struggling to keep people safe? That doesn't even seem like an applicable question, because if that was the case, then, you know, people would be getting lined up in beds in the middle of hallways, and the virus would be jumping from one room to the next. But people falling out of windows is distinctly different from an overworked medical staff.
Well,
I mean, the prisons are understaffed, and we don't have people falling out of prison windows.
Well, like I remember in China, it showed footage of like nurses like crying and banging their heads against like walls and the floor because they were so overworked. So I guess, I don't know, maybe the stress just got to this person, and, you know, right in the middle of a Zoom call, she decided to jump out the window. I mean, I hate Zoom, too, so, I mean, I don't blame her.
Right after she told them, no, I don't like this plan. Oh, look at that, window's open. Oh, no, I fell. Nobody yet knows for sure, but it's worth looking into what we do know about each incident and the theories surrounding them. The amount of available details on each case varies widely, but what's available at least allows for some idea of what happened. Not much has yet come out on Lebedeva, the 48-year-old who led the emergency. This article is just going to force me to attempt to pronounce these long Russian names, and I'm not happy about that. After she contracted the coronavirus, she was hospitalized at the Federal Scientific Clinical Center in Moscow on April the 20th, 4 days later, she fell out of a sixth floor window and died instantly. The hospital labeled her plunge an accident in a statement. Well, yes, for sure. Also offering some kind words about her time leading the medical team, blah, blah, blah. She was a professional in her field. Great. More is known about what happened in the case of Nepo, the 47-year-old who ran the Regional Hospital for War Veterans during an April conference call with Boris Nemec. She pushed back on demands for her to make 80 beds in a part of her hospital available to treat coronavirus patients. Reportedly, her biggest concern was that her staff didn't have enough personal protective equipment to treat coronavirus patients. The local Ministry of Health denied that her 50-foot fall from her office window had anything to do with the conference call. And Alexei, God, these names, man. The deputy head of the region's government offered some alternative explanations for her plunge. So many things could have happened, he told reporters. It could have been because it was spring, the overall stress, something in her family. It's difficult to say what could have happened. There was nothing extraordinary happening at the time, just a routine conference call with doctors' reports, where the top health officials made a request of her, and she said, I don't want to do that. And then she fell out of a window during the call. How stupid do they think we are, man? I'm not dumb enough to buy that. I'm not speculating here. I don't know that, you know, they had whatever the new KGB is sitting in her office waiting to push her out of a window, but it doesn't seem likely that in the middle of a conference call, she just falls out of a window.
Well, I mean, maybe like we're not stupid enough to believe that. But in Russia, mind you, was the Soviet Union only collapsed around like 30 years ago. So I'm sure, and, you know, plenty of people who are alive today still remember it. So I'm sure at this point, it's just second. It's like, you know, I mean, people could read between the lines, but for their own good, they just accept it. Because, I mean, like, despite a lot of the shills in this country now in, you know, the alternative media, you know, the Russians are not good guys. I mean, there's an argument to be had, but the Soviet Union collapsed on purpose just so that it could restructure itself. Like, it was the KGB orchestrated its collapse. You know, Vladimir Putin, who's essentially the strongman dictator of Russia, was part of the KGB. He was part of the intelligence apparatus. So, I mean, like, just because Russia, you know, the Soviet Union collapsed and the new country, the Russian Federation, came out, doesn't necessarily mean that's anything
different.
I've never
heard this theory that the collapse was orchestrated by the KGB.
Or internal part. I don't know if it's specifically the KGB, but there's like internal groups inside the inside the party apparatus. They orchestrated the collapse. And there was a defector, a high-level defector during the Cold War who came to the U.S. and was, his name escapes me right now, but was claiming that was what's going to happen. And then the FBI head, or one of the big counterintelligence people at the time in the United States was saying that, oh, you know, that's ridiculous, it's not going to happen, and also insisted that there was a mole within the United States, and it turns out that there's evidence that the American counterintelligence head was the mole all along, and the reason why he discredited that Russian defector was because that that was the plan. I mean, now we're getting into some Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy stuff.
Sure.
But it's similar
to the idea that the United States military would orchestrate a global pandemic in order to execute a military coup and take control of the United States. It's similar to that kind of conspiracy theory, right?
I'd say there's more evidence backing the Russian thing than the U.S. I haven't heard about the U.S. military doing this yet.
I've always found conspiracy theories interesting, man, because it's hard to get out of those rabbit holes, though. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.